the world is getting its first look at the inside of Notre Dame a day after that fire raged through the medieval cathedral and threatened to destroy one of the world's architectural treasures. Let's go now to Charlie James in Paris. She's a journalist with France 24. Charlie, what are you hearing today about how much damage the cathedral appears to have sustained?
There is a bit of a sense of relief this morning here in Paris. It was unclear last night as people were going to bed and the firefighters were continuing through the night to battle these flames, whether or not the main structure of the cathedral would remain intact, especially the main bell towers, the two in the front. It does look like that is going to survive. The main stone structure is going to survive. What is unclear right now, we are getting some images from inside the cathedral, but it's unclear how much of that has been damaged. It's safe to assume that the roof, the wooden beams at the top, those are likely entirely gone. But there's other very important parts of the church, such as the organ and statues and artwork and engravings that couldn't be removed, that couldn't be taken out. And it's unclear at this point exactly how much of that is damaged. But the government is saying, you know, restoration, it's going to be a multi-year, perhaps a decade-long process, take hundreds of millions of dollars. But the French president, Emmanuel Macron, has said he is going to call on the finest artisans in France to come and be a part of this restoration. So while last night everyone was going to bed with a sense of sadness, a real sense of fear and sadness, there is some hope this morning that, you know, with the donations coming in and with the real sense of effort that's being put behind this, that it will once again be able to be restored.
It's kind of amazing that it's still standing, given the images yesterday of that fire just burning and burning and burning for hours and hours. It did hold up. The structure held up.
It did. And part of that is that the firefighters had to make a decision when they arrived on the scene. It took a little while for a large amount of the fire brigade to get there. Notre Dame is on an island. It's not the most accessible cathedral to get to in the city. I arrived not long after the fire broke out, and I was still able to get very close to the cathedral. And we were all fearing the worst. When you saw the amount of smoke, the amount of flames, and you're watching the roof and the spire collapse little by little, there was a real sense of fear that this was it for the cathedral, that it would never be able to be rebuilt. The firefighters did have to make a decision. Are we going to try to keep some of the roof, keep some of the spire, or are we going to really protect those bell towers in the front? And that's what they decided to do. And it does look like that was the right call. But standing there watching in the crowd, it was very surreal. I mean, it's hard to express how important this building, this monument is in the collective memory of France. It's more than just a church. It's more than a tourist attraction. The amount of significance it has in culture, in art, in songs, it really is just a part of the French consciousness. And to see something like that ablaze in front of your eyes, it's very surreal. I don't think as Americans we have a real equivalent to this building and what it means to us. So I'd say that the main feeling standing in the crowds watching it was just complete disbelief and shock that this could be on fire, something so important.
What are we learning today about how this fire may have started?
So there is an investigation underway. We don't know yet the cause. The authorities are saying that it looks like it was connected to the restoration efforts that were underway. And if you look at where the worst of the damage is, around the scaffolding, that appears consistent with that as well, that it looks like it came from the center where this work had started. They have also said that it does not look like this was deliberate. It looks like it was an accident. So it will probably take time. They're interviewing, you know, the people who were working there at the time. I assume it will take a little while before we know the full story, but it does appear like it was an accident. And that was a little bit of a relief to people who feared, you know, when they started seeing smoke, that there was some sort of attack, that this was a deliberate attack on the city and one of its most famous and beloved landmarks. So it does, it, of course, it's terrible. It's a terrible accident, but also knowing that this was not a purposeful destruction, I think is going to be helpful as well for the French people moving forward.
That is Charlie James in Paris from France 24. Charlie, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.